Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A disaster declaration intended to aid Alaska's response to the COVID-19 pandemic is set to expire this weekend unless action is specifically taken to extend it. Health and emergency officials warn a failure to extend could restrict the state's ability to distribute vaccines and set back progress in combating the illness. 3 weeks into the legislative session, the politically divided state house has yet to organize, and until it does, it can't consider or even act on any of the bills. Members of the Republican-led Senate have balked at the governor's proposal for an extension through September and say that they're looking at whether they can provide the tools the governor needs to respond to the pandemic separate from a declared disaster. The pushback is fueled in part by anger in places like Anchorage, where local officials have imposed restrictions on businesses to curb the spread of COVID-19, though that action is not dictated by the state's declaration. Some lawmakers also think the governor overstepped in issuing new declarations without legislative involvement in the recent months. The current declaration is set to expire at midnight on Sunday. And the heads of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association, Alaska Chamber, Alaska Municipal League, and Alaska Native Health Board urged an extension in an opinion piece in the Anchorage Daily News. They say, among other things, that local governments rely on the state's ability to move people and supplies to communities that need them and to arrange mass vaccination and testing in areas that lack the powers or resources to do things on their own. Under the state's disaster law, the governor can suspend regulations if compliance with those would impede action necessary to cope with the emergency. Also, the governor can allocate or redistribute resources and alter state agency functions to provide emergency services. Senate President Peter Michicki said the Senate will meet their deadlines and said the governor may choose to act on his own again if the House remains unorganized and he isn't sent a bill. State Health Commissioner Adam Crum recently said to lawmakers he didn't believe the governor would issue a new order because the legislature is currently in session. More on this story at RadioKenai.com. The state is expanding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccinations in Alaska to include individuals 50 and older with high-risk medical conditions, pre-kindergarten through grade 12 teachers and child care workers, and those 50 and older in jobs considered essential who work in close proximity to others. The Alaska Health Department announced that expansion Wednesday, saying that people in those groups can start making those appointments today. In late January, state vaccine officials said that officials don't expect a new eligibility tier opening up this month, citing a focus on vaccinating those 65 and older. However, in a statement from Governor Mike Dunleavy, he said many Alaskans in that age group who wanted to receive vaccinations already have, and he also said that it's now time to open up vaccinations for another group of Alaskans. Individuals previously eligible still can get vaccinated. Dr. Ann Zink, the state's chief medical officer, said factors such as Alaska's remaining allocation for February and estimates on how much vaccine the state might receive for March were weighed in making the decision to expand the eligibility. The new tier includes people living or working in congregate settings who weren't previously eligible, including homeless and domestic violence shelters, and those in correctional settings. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.